Now, let's kick off the programme with today's first topic. And what inspired me to chat about this is that separately, I was talking to two different people in the last 2 weeks or so, both of whom are employers and both of whom employ what you might call the Gen Zers. In other words, people who are now in their 20s. And it was quite interesting. It wasn't all the one conversation. These were two separate conversations. But both the people I spoke to were giving out yards about young people in their 20s. And the general consensus was that the young people that they have been employing of late don't stay in the same job. They flit from job to job. They don't have the same work ethic, we'll say, as older people. They'll ring in sick at the drop of a hat, for example. And the other thing was, they don't take very kindly to correction and don't seem to realise that when you start off in your working life, being corrected and being told how to do things properly is all part of it. Now, is that a very unfair generalisation about Generation Z? Well, let's chat about this a little bit more. I'm joined on the line by Fred McDonough from Red Chair Recruitment here in Kerry. Fred, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Deirdre.
Now, I know that we can't generalise, and I know there are great young people in their 20s who have a fantastic work ethic, but I just thought it was interesting to hear that from two very different employers in different parts of the country saying the same thing. Have you come across that?
Yeah, do you know, and it's a great one, and I suppose just for the listeners there, Generation Z or Zers, these people were born from 1996 to 2010. So, unfortunately, I'm not in that category. Millennials, obviously, are 1985, Generation X, 65 to 80, and Baby Boomers, which is 1946 to 64. So, the topic today is obviously Generation Z, 1996 to 2010. The work, I suppose, in County Kerry, work in Ireland, work in Europe, the trends are getting where our children, and I'm one of these, I'm afraid, I've got two kids in college, one in Maynooth, one in UCC. Our kids, from a very early age, Deirdre, are being pushed towards college. And that's where I think we're kind of pushing our kids. So there's no working in the local sweet shop, or there is, but it's not as common as it is. For me, being pushed into working in hotels, I had a lawnmower run in Dublin when I was growing there in the 80s, growing up there. That's been kind of taken away from our kids. I think our parents, and here I go again, I'm putting my hand up way above my head, I'm one of you guys, we're looking after our kids too much. We're spoiling the bejesus out of them, excuse the word. And they don't really know how to work, Deirdre, I think would be the big one to kick it off with you.
So it's down to parenting and the kind of work ethic that was instilled into young people growing up. Is that what you're saying?
I firmly believe so. Like, and we've also got this new money coming into it, which is a brand new one for us all. So we've got some of these people, like, and there's some very famous ones of these people in County Kerry. The new money that I'm talking about are the likes of the very famous Jake Paul, who's worth $310 million and made his money on social media. They make money by having the crack and taking videos of sports cars and stuff. And you've got, like, the Kerry ones would be Tig Fleming, Retro Flame, Erica Fox, who's from Glenbay, my own village, Lucy Fitzgibbons from Limerick. And these people are making phenomenal money by being social media and leaders and bloggers, as we know. So the work that we knew, I think that's dying out ever so slightly. And I think it's down to also the salaries that these people are earning, and these Generation X, like my own, like under 18s are earning €7.91 an hour, and 18-year-olds earning €9 an hour, and 19-year-olds earning €10.17 an hour, where if they get a million hits on YouTube, they're getting £60,000. You know, like it's what's kind of pushing the work. It's kind of really making a change in the market, I think.
You made a very interesting point to me when we spoke about this earlier today, and you were saying that when they go to college, the way college is structured nowadays doesn't really get them into the groove for a normal working life afterwards. You might elaborate on that.
Yeah. Again, father of two, one in two different colleges. They're weak, so spread out. And they've got so much flexible time in between all that, and they've been given such massive workloads and theses to work, that they've got a four-year course which could easily be pushed into 2 years, I think. Now, I know they're going to miss out on the cool facts of colleges, and you see them in our amazing campus MTU there in Tralee, and it's part of college is about having fun and making friends and living the life, isn't it? But it's also about being taught how to fend for yourself and earn money for yourself and pay your way. And a lot of students aren't doing that. But again, I'm going to flip that over just a bit. There isn't that many, many opportunities because employers want someone to come in as well, Deirdre, and kind of they want the employee to be there for the long term by the time they train them up and they get them up to speed with the kudos or the ethos of the business. They want them to be running the place. So it's a kind of a weird one we're sitting in at the moment.
And just a couple of things that one particular chap I was talking to, and he has had awful problems employing people in their 20s. A couple of things he pointed out. He said, for example, they'll call in sick at the drop of a hat. Now, nobody is for a second suggesting that if you're sick, you should come into work. And certainly we know that from times of COVID. But he said he had girls ringing up and saying, I can't come in, I've period pain. And he told me a story of another person, who employee, who rang up and said, I'm really exhausted today, I can't come in. I mean, that to me sounds outlandish. Have you come across stories like that?
And in construction, as we said, in construction, still Mondays are the day for any construction employer. There's six or seven people not sitting in the van, or there's six or seven people missing off the site. That is, and I think that feeds back to these guys, these kids that are our future, but they're going to college, and they're turning up willy-nilly to courses. And when you've been trained that from a college perspective, that comes into your workload as well. So we see it all the time. We have people out on trials. We help people for apprenticeships, which is really taking off at the moment. And we've got people out there on a one-month trial for apprentices. And all of a sudden, they're not happy. They don't like it. They were barked at. They were spoken this way or that way. They didn't want to go to work on a Tuesday or a Wednesday because their mates were out at a concert or something. So they decided to take Thursday off by not telling anybody. And that is everywhere to be seen, and that's I'm going to say that's anywhere worldwide, really, and especially in the professional services. Like it's just a no-go. Like your job comes first, your training comes first, and then your social life, until you're up there and you've got your career built and you've got a reputation behind you.
But then again, that comes back to parenting, doesn't it? Because I remember having another discussion a few years back, and I forget who my guest was, but it was a chap who was telling me that he was looking for summer staff, and he had the parents coming in with the CVs looking for a job for the young person, not the young person themselves. So it goes back to us parents, does it?
It really does. And I can bring that back to last Thursday, and we were one of the sponsors of the South Kerry Jobs Fair in the Great Southern, which was an amazing event. There was 1,300 people at it, 2 hours. It was really, really well run, obviously, because I was one of the sponsors of it, so that's why it was well run. But we honestly had 10 parents coming in looking for kids, and these kids weren't in college. Like, honestly, that's happening all the time, and you're like looking at mum and dad, who mean so well, but little Johnny or little Mary need to kind of stand up and fend for themselves and come and meet us. Or indeed, as there was 54 different companies at the fair last Thursday, and that's where they need to come in and show a bit of oomph and a bit of get up and go, and then they'd definitely be able to win work, because there is, and I'm always screaming this out on Radio Kerry, there is so much work in the county at the moment if you're willing to work.
This is it. If you're willing to work is the key thing. And the other point I wanted to make to you, Fred, as well, and you touched on it already, is correcting somebody. I mean, when you go into a job as the new girl or the new boy in the office, you're going to mess up. You're going to do things wrong. You're going to need to be called aside and told in a nice way, that's not how we do it, this is how we do it. One person I was talking to said, my God, you can't open your mouth now to the Generation Z gang, that they'll start crying at the slightest correction, and it's the case of, you can't say that to me, and these are my rights and everything. So, God, that's what we seem to be up against nowadays.
Yeah, that's a big time, and it's a big far cry from when I was doing hotel management, and I went in and I did a side-eye glance at a chef, and I had a three-foot knife hurled across the kitchen at me.
Oh, dear God. Know,
and I had to duck and I had to apologise for looking at him wrong.
For just looking at him wrong, was it?
Yeah, that was it. But I'm going back to hospitality now in the 80s and 90s in Kerry, but it was like, you were brought up like that. And you knew you did, but it really taught us well. Like, we look at hospitality, just to use that. We're in the capital of tourism for Ireland here in County Kerry. We've got the most five-star hotels outside of Dublin in Kerry because we trained our hospitality staff so well in the 70s, 60s, 70s. Ernie Evans' time when he owned the Towers Hotel in Glenbey.
Yeah.
It really kicked off from then, you know. And this is where that training has to come back, that apprenticeship has to come back, where young apprentices that are learning on the job, and they are getting shouted at. Now, I know many of them walk off and they go home and cry and they give out to mummy and daddy, and often daddies turn up threatening managers and people that are trying the best for their children to stop talking at my son like that or my daughter like that. But 99% of the time, that learning is priceless. That's what gets you, that gives you that get up and go, that fire in your belly to make it for yourself.
This is it. And let's just say as well, and I want to be clear about this, we're not for a second condoning any form of bullying in the workplace.
No.
But it's just that it seems it's gone to the other extreme now, that no type of correction at all is tolerated. You literally can't say anything to anybody. That seems to be the way it's going.
It absolutely does, and I suppose, and that's also there because the work market in Kerry is so buoyant. There's such a shortage of staff going into hospitality, into retail, that when the Generation Z person is being spoken to the wrong way, they know that they can walk around the corner and grab another job, and that's where it is. Which is totally wrong, because yeah, that's where they need their 6 months, 24 months, few years on their CV to make it look good. But also, Deirdre, I love this topic so much because it's like, if I take my dad's time, my father worked for one business all his working life from when he left school at 16, 17, and he worked all the way through to 1990 under the one company. And then at that point, then he bought a hotel. Luckily, by no means, in a very, very different market when we moved down from Kerry. And that generation is still there. Like, you see, like, my father-in-law has been a guard and was a guard up until retirement. All these people have had one job, loyal to the company they work for, and gave back. But now, when we're looking at the biggest employers in the county in Ireland, people are jumping around after 2-3 years, and they're doing that then to get a promotion, to get better salaries, and that side of it then is coming in, which is really stirring up the market rate. The other big change as well is emigration is starting to kick off again. I know many young boys and girls that are going back to Australia. That ticket seems to be all back up again and running now. But for those people, considering that the price of living out in those areas are just, we think we're bad here in Ireland, but Australia's crazy to live in at the moment, and they're going out in their droves from Ireland at the moment.
Yeah, just to conclude, Fred, I do want to say that I'm well aware of the fact that there are plenty of young people out there in their 20s who are good grafters, and I do firmly believe it comes from the home. Just two things. First of all, do you think having a summer job is a must? Because I've heard, I had a conversation with a woman once upon a time, and I said, once they reach, my view is once they reach 15 or 16, they should be doing some kind of paid work outside the home, as in, as you said, mowing lawns or working in a sweet shop or a chipper or whatever. And I remember another woman saying to me, ah, for God's sake, sure, won't they be working long enough? Can't they enjoy their teens? But I'm inclined to think it's a must, really, to start out with some experience of the workplace so you know what it's going to be like going forward.
Yeah, and I would, as a father of four, I would stand over that categorically. I think all kids need that taste of what it's like on the other side, to see what it's like. But even my own daughter, she worked last summer and she loved her job. And at the end of the summer, she's counting up the money that she earned from one of the employers in Glenbay. Pat Sheehan's, I'll give him a mention because it was brilliant for her. And she was 16 and she was running the ice cream shop part in Glenbay store and in the centre. And the money at the end of the summer, she was made up. And she, the joy on her face and the experience she got from dealing with customers, nice customers, mean customers, amazing customers, getting a little bit of a slap on the wrist every now and again for being late. The training it gave her has just been incredible. And I saw a different girl at the end of that summer for my daughter Mia from doing that summer work. And it was incredible for her. But all kids need to have that exposure of what it's really, really like on the other side.
Yeah, I think they do. Well, listen, we're going to let you go, Fred, but it's been very interesting talking to you and getting your perspective on this. And thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
And thank you as always. Thanks a million.
Cheers, Fred. That is Fred McDonough there from Red Chair Recruitment in Killarney.